Coach, around your group here today, obviously a brand new season upon us. What's the sense of excitement as you get a new one underway here today?
Always a bit of everything. They are excited. There's a piece of that that comes from training camp being over. Everybody enjoys that. Practices get shorter, but now it's at the exciting time for all of us, and there's always that. It's a bit of Christmas Eve, truly. It's you're excited to kind of open up your gifts and see what you got.
Had a chance to visit with Carl Dahlstrom. What's your plan for him?
We won't play today. I mean, this is truly a road trip from Chicago to Europe and back, so we'll consider it tomorrow. The guys, the six that'll go tonight, you know, they've all had good camps. They've all played well and they've worked hard, so they deserve to be in the opening night lineup.
Billy seems like a guy that isn't overwhelmed by much.
No.
What has struck you about him through camp, and what are you expecting from
him
tonight?
So I'm going to say that. Right, that would be the thing that sticks out. The other thing would be his learning curve. So he's picked up on the systems really, really quickly, and he's figured out at least the Winnipeg Jets players. So Blake Wheeler, you play differently than you play Nick Ehlers. Those kind of adjustments, and you can see them in his game. He's really, really quick. And I didn't expect that. So video that I had watched after we had drafted him, bringing him to camp, some of the reports were, I don't want to say anybody questioned his skating. They just said for a smaller guy, he's not real fast. Except he's figured that out. He is quick. He's been able to change his game. And then I guess the last thing is, like all of those kind of special offensive defensemen, he does everything with his head up. He can move sideways with the puck on his stick with his head up and see the entire ice.
Is it fair to say he's your biggest surprise in camp?
I don't know. We drafted him in the first round, right? Like we've had a pretty good run of first rounders
he's
coming in here looking.
Defenseman.
So I guess pleasant surprise. So we're not shocked. So we thought highly of him as a player, but to be able just to do that at 18, you know, that's impressive.
What was the latest on Brian Little?
He's going to skate today, so he's moved off the off that kind of really light bike stage into he'll skate today, but we won't push him hard.
Have you talked to Billy about it being his first game and expectations?
Everybody gets the speech. He got the speech yesterday. Usually I wait till game day, but I didn't want him wondering if he was going in or not, so he got the speech, yeah.
We've heard you tell us about the speech before. Can you sort of give us an idea on what you said?
What's the general idea of that is... there's different pieces to it. The piece I'll share is that if you've got kids and you're at the game or you're watching on TV and we bring the families in, as excited as you are on that bench for the blue line, there's people in the building that are actually more excited. So I encourage them to call their parents. So call your parents and say thanks. And you don't have to get to everybody, but there's a whole lot of people in the world that are so excited that you're playing your first NHL game. They're even more excited than you are. Take some time to think about that, them, and if you get a chance, make sure you call and thank them.
Did David Gustafson also get the speech poll?
Very well done, Kate. So you know what? You're going to get a no. He didn't get the speech, just because that was really well done. Crafty son of a bitch. Can't use that now, can you?
I do what I can.
We're both very crafty.
Thank you. Paul, just on Dahlstrom for a minute, what do you say to a player who's bit of an emotional roller coaster there? The team that he's been with has sort of said, we don't have room for you,
right.
But another team has swooped in and said,
Well, with Carl, it's just he's on the longest first game road trip in the history of the National League. He had to go through Europe to get here, so we're just tell him get some rest and we'll talk to you tomorrow about it. We go through the video, just bring him in kind of slowly.
Paul, what changes in terms of what you expect and what you feel you need from guys like Laine and Connor when they haven't played preseason games?
I want them to get through the game tonight. So we've made adjustments in our game, and they've almost basically just seen it on video and had kind of a couple of practice with it. But even that, we had shifted our practices now to power play, which they know. So we didn't even get a lot of reps of that in practice. I just like them to get through the game and see an understanding that they've been able, from the video, been able to pick up what we're doing.
Paul's obviously a natural progression of Josh Morrissey, but when did you see him start finding his voice? And that can be something for a young player, even when they've been leaders at other levels.
You know what? Sometimes in leadership, it's not necessarily them finding their voice. It's you seeing the other players recognize them as a leader. So when you can kind of walk into a room, and truly there are players in the National Hockey League, but some of it is talent based, right? They're just so talented that they can change a game, that they become their leader in that way. Josh has been so consistent a player for us in practices, in games, and how he preps during the summer. He instantly, that's absolutely the wrong word. He over time then grabs a very strong respect by his teammates because they see it every single day. They respect it. So his ability to lead is based on, even at a very young age, a really solid body of work. So he has great respect by his teammates. That's part of it. He also, his personality doesn't change much. He's, you know, positive but very focused. He's not a real loud guy, but he has the grace of really great leaders. He has some empathy for the players in the room, and he can understand what they're going through.
And Paul, just one on morning skates. Is sort of how today is maybe going to become the norm this year with more optionals, less full team morning skates?
I may say that, yes, in general, but we're going to see a spectrum of all things. You're going to see everybody skating some morning skates. You'll see no one skate. We won't bring anybody to the rink on certain days. It is new for what we're trying to do. I've just felt, and it takes time, Winnipeg is a different animal. Our travel is different, really, than anybody else's, right? We've got teams outside of our time zone in our division, right? We felt that in the back half of our year. 17 of our last 19 road games were outside our time zone, that we needed to figure out a different way to do this. We've also had a lot of our drivers, and we'll just use Blake for an example, spends a lot during a game. We would take the day off for recovery and he would morning skate. We've changed some of the ways we practice, how we view that, so we're going to look to try to get our hockey team on the ice more and eliminate as many of the morning skates as we can.
How much of that is sports science driven and how much of that is conversations with your drivers?
Oh, I'm going to say 50-50, right? I think, you know, part of it is that I fired this guy's name out. Some of it's sitting on the dock talking to Ralph Kruger about his football experience, where they don't let those guys get off a couch before in the morning on a game day. We play 82. Did talk to the captains about it. I've never loved the morning skate. I don't think it's an important thing. It was 25 years ago,
right,
when we used to do it.
Right.
But I was
for
also
a different reason.
Right. But it's changed, right? But I was also in Hartford, and we were off a road. We'd bust to like five teams, so we didn't have the cost that we have in Winnipeg. So it's just evolved. The players are more fit. This is all, at the end of the day, it's all about the players' prep. If they feel, and we're going to work this around till we feel we have the biggest block of our players feeling right at game time. And if we feel that we're not getting that, if the players feel they're not getting that, then we'll be back on the ice. We have to find a different way in Winnipeg to handle our schedule.
And the offshoot, Paul, is that you maybe get a bit more bang for your buck with your practice days then, because guys will maybe have time otherwise that they'll be resting?
I would use a different way to, we're not looking, we practice at pace and as hard and as fast as we can. That's important to us, except if we're going to do it this way, we're going to have to dial back what we do. So if we put them on the ice in our schedule, we play 9 games in 15 days to start the season, we aren't going to go as hard. We just aren't. So we have to find meaningful things to do on the ice with them. And you would have seen day 4 of training camp this year. A lot of pucks along the wall, a lot of touching pucks, not going up and down, strictly getting our fours a certain number of touches, you know, 30 on the pucks rimmed around the walls, those kind of things. We're going to try to move to that.